Surely the presence of the Lord is indeed in this place. The presence within each and every one of us as we gather here in this outer sanctuary. The presence of God that connects us. And also that presence of God is individualized in each and every one of us. The presence of God that lives in us, that expresses as us. And in that individual expression of God, we go to that inner sanctuary that resides within each and every one of us. That place we carry with us all the time. And so to prepare to move from this outer sanctuary to the one deep within us, I invite us to become comfortable in our body, quiet in our mind, aware of our breathing, aware that we were breathed into existence as the individual breath of God that we are. And it is that breath that sustains us, that cares for us. And so I invite us to allow this breath to just gently carry us deeper and deeper and deeper into that sanctuary, the core of our being. Just gently riding on that breath, deeper and deeper and deeper. And now I would invite us in our mind's eye to see that altar that awaits there. That place of open arms and warmth and love and light and joy. And we can paint a picture of how we want it to look like. Perhaps we'd like for the floor to be grass with flowers everywhere. Perhaps we would like to see a chair that we could sit on and meditate and be ministered to by all the beauty that resides within us. So whatever picture, whatever vision comes up for us in this place, to just be in it, to just sit with it, to be immersed in it. And if perhaps we're feeling lonely, perhaps if we've forgotten what a magnificent child of God we really are, to just use this time to bask in the arms of Spirit, knowing the truth of who we are. God's beloved, worthy of all that is good. And as we sit in this place, that we do so with an open hand, ready to accept all the beauty, all the power, all the strength, all the love, all the peace and joy and comfort that is here. And so I just invite us for the next few moments, in this sacred silence, to just be in this beautiful place. And so as we prepare to travel back on that breath from that inner sanctuary within us to this outer sanctuary, just to bring with us the realization that this place is always with us, that whenever we meet a challenge in life, all we have to do is to become still and to let that breath just take us right back there, to rest in those arms of unconditional love, to rest in the place that gives us the answers that we need to live a life of joy and peace and harmony. So we do give thanks for this understanding of who we are. We give thanks for our awareness that we are one with God, that we are one with each other. And we do pray this prayer with grateful hearts in the name of the one who said, "I am the light of the world and you are the light of the world," Jesus Christ. And in that Christ that lives and moves and has its being in each and every one of us. And so it is. Amen. And now we prepare to sing the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us.
And forgive us our forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil.